For life.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It is I, the Microphone Messiah Podcasto, the industry leader, of course, your current reigning and always defending Bulletcast Heritage Universal Champion, Philip Antoine. I am joined by the Canadian Destroyer, Brandon Tanguma, the first official regular episode of the Bulletcast in 2022. I'm feeling 2022, baby. Brandon, how are you doing?
Well, Philip, I'm doing okay. Got the booster yesterday, felt completely fine. And then today, wake up feeling a little sluggish. But you know what? I'm still here, Mr. No Days Off, here in 2022.
Absolutely. You love to see it. Brian Tronic is still suffering the effects of that Coco 1-9. Hopefully, he has a speedy recovery. A lot has happened since what our day one recap, you know. More people I know have been exposed to COVID. I'm still negative, thank God. Still waiting on some test results from a supposed to be very, very accurate test. So we'll see about that. I've gotten older. I had a day of celebration of my birth. So yeah, lots going on, man. Lot is going on.
How old are you now? 30?
No. We're 26 now. We're 26. Oh, okay. Yes, I'm a 26-year-old piece of gold now. Yes, sir. Yeah, it's another trip around the sun.
You're only 1 year younger than me for 6 months.
6 months. Yes. All right, we have a lot to talk about on this show. Enough of the pleasantries. WWE has released people yet again. Hey, new year, same ish. So, Brandon, please read the names of the people who were released yesterday.
So we have a bunch of names to be released, a lot of them backstage entities and NXT people of the sort. Of course, the big name everyone's talking about is Mr. William Regal. Last time we saw him, he got killed by Karrion Kross, who's also been released. We got Road Dogg, Timothy Thatcher, Danny Burch, Hideki Suzuki from Diamond Mind, Kathy Carino, a lot of these other people, more backstage guys, Dave Kapoor, Scott Armstrong, referee. Brother of Road Dogg, George Corral, Ace Steel, who trained CM Punk, Ryan Katz, were all released on Wednesday. And today we had another big name, Gabe Sapolsky. Obviously, you know, ties with ROH and Evolve. He was working at the Performance Center. He's been released. And last week we had a mutual parting of ways of Tony Storm. So a lot of people gone yet again. 2021 won the Casty for the story of the year with all the WWE releases, already kicking off with the bang, and maybe they pull off the repeat.
Yes. Very few people or subjects repeat the Cassidys. The Cassidys was great. Go check it out. I do a whole big thing with the intro. I didn't feel like doing the music because that's just how I'm feeling now. Look, what are we going to do? This is just happening. Gabe Sapolsky, that shocked me. You know, the Evolve connection and NXT Evolve is supposed to be a thing, but I guess not anymore. William Regal. Oh, God. I love Lord Steven Regal. He's a great guy. Hey, man, it is what it is. Timothy Thatcher, you're going to go see him at the gym, Brandon?
I mean, first I have to go to the gym, but yeah, hopefully we can see him at Crunch
one more time. You got a day pass? I'll go with you.
I mean, I don't got a day pass. I'm a member.
A member. You're, oh, can you get me a day pass? Does that work?
Well, because I am a peak member, I don't know because they changed it because of COVID and stuff. I'm supposed to at least used to be able to bring a friend. I don't know how that works with the COVID situation now. So
I don't know. I got that Planet Fitness Black Card. I can bring somebody for free anytime. I used to see Amos Johnson at the gym all the time. You know, that's the big name that roams around there. Mm-hmm. Do you have any thoughts about these releases, Brandon?
I mean, it's more of the same. I mean, with the NXT ones, the William Regal one, I mean, I wouldn't say it like shocked me because he hasn't been on TV whatsoever, but he has been, you know, behind the scenes. He was more scouting. We'd see him all the time, like the PWG shows and you know, a lot of the bigger name indies. I don't know if he was at GCW shows, but yeah, that one shocked me. And then, you know, like Road Dogg, I think this more is just further cementing like the next phase of NXT and WWE and their developmental system, because, you know, William Regal, Road Dogg are, you know, two of Triple H's right-hand men. And since he had his little cardiac event, we still don't exactly know what's going on with him health-wise and what he's doing behind the scenes, but it's just continuing on to where it just seems like Triple H is losing more and more power. And it's very interesting sight to see. And there's also the family dynamic. Triple H isn't going to leave to go join AEW or join a new promotion because, I mean, his wife's dad owns WWE. That's not going to happen. But we're continuing to see a power struggle or shifting of power in WWE.
Absolutely. Nick Khan's getting the chair when Vince is gone.
It would not shock me. I mean, he's been there for a year. Cause what the two head people kind of left at the beginning of the pandemic. So he's been there for over a year now. And we've just seen how much he's like trimming the fat, but he's not a wrestling guy. So he would be more of, you know, the business side of things, and who knows what would happen of the wrestling side of things. Like
you saw that picture. He, you know, he had dinner with The Rock recently. Maybe Dwayne, he took over the XFL. You never know.
I mean, The Rock is a busy man. I don't know if he got time to be.
XFL, you know, coming back in, 362 days now, right? Is that right?
They're going to have their, I don't know if they call it, their training camp. The XFL 3.0 is back, baby. 2023.
Yes, sir. You love to see it. You love to see it. Now let's go over to Toni Storm. She walks out of WWE. She was on a live event. She was in a triple threat with Charlotte and I forget who else. And she went to the back, packed her bags, flew herself home, and she left the company. She pulled an Antonio Brown and said, "I'm out of here."
Shout out to Antonio Brown. That story just keeps getting crazier and crazier by the hour. But
maybe she had an ankle injury too.
Maybe. And she wasn't getting enough targets, wasn't getting enough reps. But Toni Storm, I've been saying it over and over and over again, just how talented I think she is. And I mean, even like back in NXT, she never really got, I think, the just push that she deserved. She was getting a little, you know, she was getting the shot with Charlotte. She ended up losing that. I think kind of writing on the wall that once you get that kind of first push and they don't have you win, and just the way they were kind of portraying her, it was kind of,
She really going to beat Charlotte though?
Let's be real. Probably not, but you just never know. I mean, they brought her in when they called her up, they gave her like the little video package, they brought her in, and then they just pulled her back, didn't do anything with her. And then she has a thing with Charlotte, the whole pie situation. And then she ends up losing. And I think she noticed that she was just going to fall back in the mix like everybody else. And it's a shame because I do think she's super talented and, you know, wrestling wise, talking wise, character wise, you know, she was super over like on the UK indie scene and over in Stardom and the Japan scene over there. And hopefully she will find work somewhere else. And I think she's going to be one of those people similar to like Deonna Purrazzo, who I didn't think as highly as I do of Toni Storm. And we've seen what great work she's done outside of WWE.
Absolutely. Deonna Purrazzo is a gem. I need to get her on the show. I love her. Look, Toni Storm, the coolest thing about her was that new finisher she came up with. Like I didn't see it. You know, I don't think this is a huge loss for WWE. Some people do. I don't know. Let's wait and see what she does outside of the company. That's all I can say. AEW's the obvious answer for everybody. Like go somewhere else, man. Go be a big fish in a smaller pond. Let's see what you can really do. You know, Impact's women's division's looking nice. Hell, go over to the NWA. Like let's see what you can really do somewhere else. That's one of the big two.
Yeah, I don't care where she goes. I think she's going to do a fantastic job. And as it seems, I'm much higher on her than you are, but you know, we've seen after WWE, maybe that was her goal and she kind of loses the passion for it, or maybe she's ignited the passion because she hasn't been able to do what she's been doing, you know, the past, whatever it was, like 2 years.
We'll see. All right. Diversity in AEW. So, Toni Khan, oh man, big swole, you know, she had comments about, you know, diversity in AEW and, you know, her leaving the company. Toni Khan basically said she wasn't that good, so I let her go. Enjoyed Rampage tonight. And I was like, what? I texted Baby Huey and Brian Tronic. They were like, oh man, that is not a good look. And then since then, multiple people have come out and said things. Leo Rush was not happy with it. Will Hobbs has come to the defense of AEW. And yeah, so, and I've seen like on Twitter, like a lot of people are like, stop asking AEW talent, ask Tony. And then given what happened with Jade Cargill last night on Dynamite, people are like, oh, Big Swole, she mad because a homegirl took her spot. Look, you don't just have to have one like black woman at the top in the company. You can have multiple minorities in higher positions on your show. It doesn't have to be just the one, just the token. But hey, man, this is, I know I've been like playing into it because of the things I've been doing on the show recently, but like in all seriousness, only white people is kind of a real thing. You know, Alfred, I forget the homie's last name, Pro Wrestling Bits. I sent you that video and, you know, we talked about it when it aired all those months ago. It kind of does make sense. You look at the black talent in AEW. I mean, Scorpio Sky, what, this is the most TV time he's gotten because he's with Dan Lambert. Will Hobbs, don't know what he's doing. Jay Lethal, huge signing, had that TNT title match. And then what was maybe in a battle royal and that's it. Now he's on Dark. Like it's, that's just the nature of the beast when it comes to AEW. Jade Cargill's 23-0. That's incredible. But majority of those wins happened on Dark, you know, stuff like that. So, I mean, what are your thoughts, Brandon? What are your thoughts on his tweet where he was like, there are two brown execs and I'm one of them and all this other stuff, which technically is true.
I mean, yeah, we've been talking about it for these last couple months and, Big Swole, you know, I read over her statement and I don't agree with everything she said, but I definitely understand where she's coming from. I thought she sent, you know, what she said was eloquent and here, she wasn't.
Pull up the statement.
She, well, it's like a long ass, like very thing.
Well, don't just like find like a bite, you know what I mean?
I got to do the research. Why do I got to do the research?
Because you're the research guy.
I'm Jamie or whatever his name is from the Joe Rogan podcast.
Well, let's talk about a good podcast. You can be Troy from Cheap Heat. There we go.
Sure, because I definitely know what that is. Let's see.
Mm. Of course, you know Cheap Heat, part of the Ringer. Shout out Peter Rosenberg. Great guys.
Okay, let's see if we can. Well,
condense it down.
Okay, so this is this is kind of in the middle. Outside of the lack of structure, which is their biggest issue, she believes, which is diversity. I do not beat around the bush when it comes to diversity and my people. There is no representation. Fucking ads. Oh God. What is this? Wrestlingheadlines.com. Can you not just bounce me all over the place with these ads? Okay, here we go.
Terrible ads.
There's no representation truly. And when there is, it does not come across in the black community as genuine at all. I don't know why everyone is so afraid to accept it or say it, but it's not a good look. Whatever happens is you have a wonderful company that treats people like family, but there is nobody that looks like me that is represented at the top and the room in the room with them. They are not helping the necessarily influenced decision, but to explain why certain slang and certain words shouldn't be said, there is no one else who can explain our culture and experience except for us, which, like, as I said, I understand where she's coming from. I don't agree with everything she says. Now, when it comes to like the specifically black talent, yes, the AEW has not had that like top tier black talent that they could have. And I always kind of go back and say, I don't want like them to force it. Like, you just don't want to push someone to the very, very top just to say you have a black champion. Now, I haven't really seen what the word is on Twitter, but when Jade won, I would assume there's people out there like, oh, you know, they're just doing this because of what happened with Big Swole. No, I believe they probably had this from the jump that they were going to push Jade and have her be the champion. And just because she's, you know, just because she's black and the thing that happened with Big Swole, I don't think that was a direct correlation. Now, I think AEW has really good representation outside of it when it comes to the LGBTQ community, Asian, Latino, you know, all the others, but the black, you know, black representation is severely lacking. And I think it also has to do with like all the talent that they've acquired. You know, we saw Jay Lethal come in, had the match with Sammy, and then he's like on Dark. Now there's other things with Jay Lethal that has surrounded him. But then there's like the Ricky Starks, who he was getting a push. He got injured. We see him on commentary a lot, but in ring wise, we don't see him too much. Powerhouse Hobbs, you know, he's kind of green. He probably should be getting more work. But then, you know, Dante Martin, he's getting stuff. Leo Rush was getting a push, but it's not that top, top person like we're seeing in WWE with Big E, Bobby Lashley, Bianca Belair, and stuff like that. So, and then Tony's response on Twitter, I didn't think it was good luck. We've seen this kind of from time to time. Tony will push back very hard when it comes to the criticism. And I think that's not a completely good look. But he, you know, he made some valid points like, look, like he's brown. There's another person in there that's a minority, but that's not like the right thing to say. So, I mean, I see both sides of it. I don't agree with completely on either side, but they do need to have more black representation. I keep saying, you know, Keith Lee, I feel like if Keith Lee were to sign with them, push him to the moon, that's not going to quiet everybody, but it's definitely a step in the right direction.
I mean, you don't have to just sign a new guy to push somebody to the moon.
Is that person who can be quote unquote pushed to the moon?
Look, you had Scorpio Sky there. You should have like,
which I agree with. I think that's also what I'm going with. Like they bring all this new talent and then it just gets pushed to the back. I don't think it was a deliberate, you know, we're not going to push. Obviously we're not going to push him because he's black. It's just, we get Bryan Danielson and Adam Cole, and there's only so much television time you can give to on Dynamite and Rampage.
That's true. I mean, this is why I lean so heavily to WWE, because people that look like me are in top positions. Bobby Lashley's about to go toe-to-toe with Brock Lesnar. Big E was just the WWE champion. Bianca Belair, she's thriving. The Street Profits, they're not the champions, but they're in main event segments. You know what I mean? So, like, people that's why I kind of have this problem with AEW. Now, people will say, well, WWE wasn't like that at the start. Well, yeah, well, let's look at the time period, bro. WWE started in, like the 30s or 40s. AEW, they started in 2019, where all this diversity and all this coming along and whatnot, you could have put stuff in place at the beginning to kind of like appeal to everybody. But they have really good wrestling, yes, but I want to see someone like me represented in a very good light. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, as someone who's Portuguese, that's very kind of niche representation. I don't really see anybody who's really Portuguese out there. I know they had like one woman that's Portuguese, but you know, for the most part, we'll see what happens.
All right,
Cristiano Ronaldo to AEW, make it happen.
Yes, it has been reported that Roman Reigns has been cleared to return to action. So we know what happened to day one. Brock Lesnar got thrown in the Fatal Four, made it a Fatal Five Way, won the title. So what happens when Roman returns? We know Brock is going to be at SmackDown tomorrow night. So I mean, I was fantasy booking in my head once Brock won the title. So we're gonna do one of two things. Are we gonna get Brock and Roman at Mania title for title?
I hope so. Less titles, the better.
But then people are like, "Oh, what about the Royal Rumble winner? WrestleMania is two nights, bro. Saturday, Brock and Roman title for title. The winner of that faces the Royal Rumble winner on night two."
Yeah, or you can do kind of a Wrestle Kingdom type thing where you have, you know, each person wrestle on, you know, each title wrestling on the first night, and then both champions face off on the second night. It is, you know, there's endless possibilities with the most stupendous two-night event in all of sports entertainment, WrestleMania.
Absolutely. It is the premier live event. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And not a buy one, get one free. Extravaganza.
Yeah, we are going to talk about that. Jesus. But do you have any thoughts about when Big Dog returns, the direction he's going to go in?
Well, the internet tells me that they're still going to go towards Brock and Roman at WrestleMania. So what they do in the interim, I don't know. I mean, if Brock is held up on Raw doing his thing with Lashley, I mean, I really know who you have over there on SmackDown that you can compete. I mean, Drew's out with the neck injury. Maybe they pull some strings and like have a move or a trade or something, but it's not looking good over there on SmackDown, because it was really just like the Brock and Roman show.
You know, there's a match that they have been sitting on that I know they want to do. Roman Reigns versus Goldberg. Goldberg has one more match on the contract. Goldberg's going to win the Royal Rumble, man.
Nah, I do want, if Goldberg has to have one more match. I would like it to be with Big E because he wants that. He wants his big, meaty men slapping meat.
Big, meaty men slapping meat. Oh, my God. What if they do? What if they do Brock and Goldberg? Or what if they go there again?
Please, God, no.
I mean, the last time was great. It was 5 minutes and it was fantastic. You said it yourself.
That was the last time. I feel like they've wrestled like 1,000 times since then, but I guess it's just.
No, it was at WrestleMania 33, man.
That was a long time ago, but that Goldberg-Lashley match was not that bad. Probably the best match since that WrestleMania match.
It's a possibility. I don't know. We shall see. We're going to go outside of the ring. Jake Atlas and Mercedes Martinez are all elite. Mercedes Martinez made her debut at a Rampage, and then Jake Atlas had a match on Dark, and then he got signed. Jake Atlas, you know, doing the Bay proud, huh?
Yeah, shout out. I mean, didn't he say he like was retiring or stepping away or something, and then he just magically comes back like a month later?
Isn't that what happens to everybody? Yeah, Jake Atlas, he'll be at the Art of Drowning for West Coast Pro in, what is it, February or March? One of the two.
Yeah, shout out Jake Atlas. He has a match with Adam Cole on Friday. Apparently he had a knee injury. I don't know what the severity is, so hopefully it's nothing too serious, but that sucks that Jake, you know, he comes in. I still think he's, you know, maybe not a phenomenal top tier talent, but I think he's talented enough that they can do something with him, and definitely more than what he did in NXT.
Absolutely. Adam Cole said he'd send him back to Orlando. Digs, all the digs. Yes, sir. All right. Well, congratulations to them. Vinny Wasco is now Joey Gonzalez. He's now a referee in WWE. Brandon, I did it again.
Good job.
The first match I called at Ugwa was his. I keep doing this, man. Like, when am I going to stop?
When you choose to stop.
I chopped it up with Jake Atlas. I got him signed by AEW. What else am I going to do? Should I just stop?
Possibilities are endless. If you want to stop,
I don't know. I mean, I got to keep going. You know, I'm getting all these people, all these great gimmicks and gigs and whatnot. Billy Graham has signed a nostalgia deal with WWE. He called it a nostalgia deal. I'm sure it's just a legends deal. This can mean a plethora of things. New merch with Billy Graham on it. Maybe he's going to be in a video game. Yeah.
Good for him. Make your money.
Make your money. All the stuff.
Love to see some tie dye Billy Graham t-shirts.
Absolutely. Inside of the ring, Wrestle Kingdom 16 happened. I did not watch a lick of this because I just didn't care. Kazuchika Okada's what, like a 6-time IWGP champion?
Yeah, I mean, I used to be the New Japan guy on the show. And
what happened?
I know, just like with work and just the whatever, the creative, the matches aren't exactly the same anymore. I just have been fallen by the wayside. I still have New Japan World. I think I've never stopped paying for it, but I don't think I've logged on in like 6-7 months since like Dominion last year in 2021. So it's been a while, but it's kind of like what New Japan is now. The bottom middle tier is like meh, but then, you know, the top main event stuff, like the wrestling's good, but it's not as hot as it used to be. And the pandemic with the limited crowds and only the clapping and not able to bring in outside, you know, talent doesn't affect
bro.
Them too.
It finally caught up with him. It wasn't that good to begin with. This is what I told y'all all these years ago. Now y'all see what I've been talking about. New Japan is king. What happened? Yeah, their core left and they are trash.
So you're saying that Kenny Omega was worse?
Oh no, Kenny Omega was trash. He's still garbage.
Oh, okay.
Mediocre AEW title run. The win for Hangman didn't feel like nothing really. You know, he barely did anything in Japan. Sure, he won the title. It was kind of too late. I mean, this is what I've been telling y'all. Why don't you people listen to me? Huh?
Yeah, people. Why don't you listen to him?
No, you too.
Oh, okay,
you too. Okay. You were singing those praises. Now look at you. Just stop. Just get rid of it. Just get rid of it.
Yeah, but then, you know, then it's going to start getting good again. But
when? Like, when is it going to get good again?
You know, maybe 2023. I don't know.
Man, call me when Ishii wins the title. That's it.
Yeah, he lost. Spoilers. He lost to Evil.
What?
I know. And Evil, I mean, he's been kind of the focal point of why New Japan's been so bad. His title run in 2020 was god-awful.
Oh, it's Evil's fault.
It's all Evil's fault.
Okay, okay. Look, man, call me when Ishii wins the IWGP Championship. That's all I got to say. Because it's the same old thing. They just keep going to Okada. It's just terrible. They're going to give other people opportunities.
Rather than go to Okada than go to Evil again.
I mean, at least it was different. At least it was new. God. All right. Booker T is going to be getting back in the ring, sucker. Here in a couple weeks, the 22nd of this month, he's going to be wrestling at his school. He's going to be teaming with one of his students to take on two other of his students. Yeah.
Shout out Booker T. Got a shout out on AEW on Wednesday.
Sucker. In the ring. Yes, sir. All right. Johnny Knoxville in the Royal Rumble. He has declared that he wants to be in the Royal Rumble. I think even WWE Fox tweeted this out or whatever. Johnny Knoxville of Jackass. Is it 2004?
No, it is the year of our Lord, 2022.
So then why would we care about this?
Because Jackass 4 is coming in theaters in February.
Really?
Yeah. What, you been living under a rock?
I was never a Jackass guy.
Wow.
Jackass is stupid. Wow. It's literally garbage.
It's high-end, top-tier entertainment. It's like, bro, Breaking Bad, Succession, and Jackass are just all right there in that top tier.
Bro, I'd rather just watch like Ridiculous on repeat, like on MTV.
Like, I'd rather watch Tosh.0 than Ridiculousness.
Ridiculousness is great. Chanel West Coast? Are you not a fan of Chanel West Coast?
I can just go on Instagram and see Chanel West Coast.
But you get to see people do dumb things, and you get to just see Chanel West Coast. Because then you would have to like go to a different page to see people do dumb stuff, then go back to her page to see Chanel West Coast.
Put Tosh.0 on my TV while looking at Chanel West Coast on my phone on Instagram.
That's too much. You're looking at two different screens. It's not good. That's not good for your vision. You can just look at one screen, save yourself all the radiation and all that other stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Shout out Chanel West Coast. Maybe she'll come on the podcast one day.
You never know. And Steelo Brim. I'm a fan of Steelo Brim. He's a good guy. I love that man. But Johnny Knoxville, I guess we'll see. Scream 5 is coming out next week. I'm excited. Are you? You know, I'm a big Scream guy.
Never seen any of the Screams.
What? Oh, my. Brandon, you
stay in your Scream lane. I'll stay in my Jackass.
No. How have you never watched Scream? It is probably one of the greatest horror franchises of our time. Wes Craven is a genius. R.I.P. I'm kind of skeptical about this one because, you know, he's no longer with us.
But you know, come back next week. Give us a review and we'll talk about it.
Well, you see, it comes out next Friday and I'm going to be at West Coast Pro. You're going to be with me.
Someone got a COVID Christmas.
Oh, it's a fit. You're having the COVID Christmas, the day of West Coast Pro.
Shout out COVID Christmas. You know, my cousin tests positive. Regular Christmas is canceled. Then we got to have a COVID Christmas in January.
So it's official. It's happening on that Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to Stockton Con next Sunday?
There's a Stockton Con
next Sunday. Yeah,
That's crazy.
Yeah. Are we going?
I don't know. Are we going? I mean, it's the NFL playoffs. It's a big deal.
I mean, if I can get something worked out that might will actually happen, we'll go.
I mean, I don't know. That's what we were told last time.
And I had the conversation last night. Yeah, so we'll see. All right, this day in wrestling, we're on this day in 2003. Somebody won tag titles. I want to say it was La Renaissance. SmackDown 2004, Big Show beat somebody up. TNA Final Resolution 2008, Christian Cage and Kurt Angle wrestled for the TNA title. Raw on this day in 2014, CM Punk made Roman Reigns look strong because he lost to him, brother. Impact Homecoming 2019, there's a big Ultimate X match. And then Jacqueline is 58, the WWE Hall of Famer, the former WCW and WWE Cruiserweight Champion, and former Women's World Champion. Yay, congratulations.
Yay.
Yes. All right, it is time for the fan mail segment. Are you ready? Have you missed this?
I've missed this so much. We haven't done it in 2 weeks.
Yes, oh my God, here we go. Hootie Hoo 420.
Hootie Hoo.
So a triple threat between Bianca, Becky, and Liv at the Royal Rumble for the title. That's what it's looking like is going to happen. Alfie Lewis. This man, Philip, really went... won the Heel of the Year award. What are the odds? Happy New Year, guys. Philip, happy belated birthday. Thank you, man. Oh, yeah, I was heel of the year. I understand. Strictly for the culture, listen to the episode. And he thinks you should have a nomination this year.
And he is right. I should have a nomination.
For what? What have you done, though? What have you done?
For Mr. Co-host of the Year.
Well, you see, we can't just be making
our tag team of the year. You know, we can be a tag team and, you know, you can get another one. And I just, you know, clown off you by, you know.
Oh, no, stop. You have to do something this
Chauffeur of the year.
Oh, we can't just keep making up awards. Look, you know, the awards that I give out, you have to do something. You have to do something within those categories. You know, I should have been nominated for championship winner of the year when I won the Bulletcast title for the last time. But I wasn't. It's okay. I understand. The committee didn't want to do that. Jack of all trades. I think AEW in general, not just CM Punk, have run their course with the WWE digs despite what's going on in the company right now. Yeah, we are going to talk about that. Copenhagen Smith. They really put the title on Brock. Okay, let's see what they do at Mania. If it doesn't hit, as Philip would say, then it was a waste. We shall see. We shall see what they do at WrestleMania, the granddaddy of them all. Jesus Christ, that clip of Rey Fénix is it's scary. And Brightest Day X,
Mr. X,
Uncle X,
quack quack.
Yes. First off, Happy New Year. I really hope Fénix can come back from this injury because that was crazy to watch. It really was.
You're saying it's not broken. It's more really bad dislocation.
Now
there might be some ligament damage, which, you know, could put him out severely, but I mean,
nah, bro, that was disgusting. That thing is broken. That thing is broken. With the way Bron Breakker made his way to the ring, busting that X in half to William Regal, Road Dogg, Timothy Thatcher, and the others being released, does it feel like Vince is pushing Triple H by taking away everything that was his vision of NXT because they couldn't beat AEW in the ratings?
Thank you, Mr. X. That's what I've been saying.
No, that's not what's going on. Vince doesn't care. Stop, guys. He's too busy with Austin Theory. Do you think Big E can get back into the title picture after the Royal Rumble? What I mean is I'm pissed they took the title off of E and should be champ right now. I mean, look. Look, with Roman getting COVID, like maybe Brock was going to beat Roman. Maybe it was going to end at day one. We don't know. The reports are going around that Big E was supposed to retain. Now, reports are going around that Seth was supposed to get the championship. So it looks like either way, Big E was not going to walk out of day one as the WWE champion. Yeah.
I thought you just said Big E was supposed to win.
I mean, but now the reports are going around that Seth was really supposed to win and stuff like that. I don't know.
I mean, as I said, it seems like this is just going to be a detour to whatever they were going to do originally at WrestleMania.
Bobby versus Brock versus Roman, title for title. Bobby Lashley wins, holds up two titles.
Possibly. I mean, who knows what they're doing with Bobby? He was a heel, then he's a face.
And he's not a face.
I mean,
people just like him because he's, you know, he's Bobby again, Lashley.
For the second time, what happened to the Hurt Business?
They're still around.
They just, you know, had like one tag match and then they just disappeared.
They're still around.
They're just there hanging.
They're just chilling. There. You know, they're on the house show circuit killing it.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Lastly, with New Japan coming back to Access TV, I didn't even know they left. Jesus. Do you think that this will help bring new viewers and bring back viewers who may have fallen off? Watching NJPW on Access was how I got into them about 7 years ago when Marvin Arroyo and Josh Burnett were the play-by-play team. You know what's gonna get people back into New Japan if I'm on the commentary team.
There you go.
Yeah, but we'll see. We shall see. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's it for the fan. We're gonna move on. Monday Night Raw. So Paul Heyman is there. You know, they do the ECW cold open, and then Brock Lesnar's music hits. He stands on the thing. Paul Heyman does his spiel. They're back together. 1 week Roman Reigns. 1 week that Paul Heyman, and he has COVID the whole nine yards. This was a mediocre get back together.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed the promo from Heyman, and the acknowledge me from Lesnar was amazing, but just them getting back together, there was no explanation. They just showed up. It was like, okay, was this a ruse from the beginning? Did they make up? Did something happen? They just never really explained it. Now, once again, the COVID Roman situation threw a wrench into all of this, but he can't just skip four chapters because, you know, a paragraph was missing. Like, we need to know what was supposed to happen, what's going on there. And also, like, Brock Lesnar was, and I think still is, getting over as a babyface. Paul Heyman, as much as people love him, is intrinsically still a heel. So I think that also dampens Lesnar. And then now if he's going up against Lashley, it just muddies the water even more.
Yes. I don't know what they're going to do. It's a whole thing. I think Paul should have like begged to, you know, get back with Brock or something like that. I don't know.
It doesn't even take much. It's just like a little throwaway line that, like, oh, you know, Roman thought I was actually, you know, going to bend the knee to him or whatever. Just something. They just didn't really do anything. They just, it's like nothing happened. It's like the last year and a half didn't mean anything.
I think something's going to happen. I think something is going to happen, and we have to wait and see.
I mean, maybe because of SmackDown, we'll see it on SmackDown, but I wanted something on Raw.
Yeah.
Just a little something.
Just a little something. Do a little something. That's one of my favorite songs, by the way. Do a little something. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
No, indeed.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely know what to talk about.
Do a little something. Yeah, it's a classic. All right. Bobby Lashley wins in a hell of a fatal four-way to become the number one contender for Brock Lesnar, the WWE Championship, the Almighty versus the Beast Incarnate in St. Louis for the World Championship. Yeah. MVP and Paul Heyman's promo work is going to be off top. Can you believe this? The best mic work in the game right now alongside Paul Heyman. Is that crazy to say MVP is the best?
Probably.
I heard it on Cheap Heat, and I was like, you know what? I'll throw it on here. Let's see how we feel about it. How do you feel about that?
MVP has been very, very good, but he's still not Paul Heyman, who I think is still the best manager, arguably in history, definitely of this generation.
But I think if I was a manager, like talking, I think I would be, you know, up there. Would you agree?
I mean, we don't got any tape on you yet, so
I know that's the true.
Possibilities are endless.
I mean, you know who's a great manager? No, I'm going to put over Pollo Del Mar. Pollo, when she is not, you know, screaming over me while I'm trying to do commentary, is a great manager. Love Pollo. Love her to death. See, if you came to Ugly, you know what I'm talking about.
I love Pollo.
Oh, you love Pollo Del Mar?
I mean, love Pollo.
Oh, Pollo Loco?
Only been there once.
Okay. What did you get?
Did I get a bowl? Or like enchilada? I don't know.
I do the double chicken tostada. I think I'm going to have that after this.
Okay. Right. I think we have some Pollo in the refrigerator. Probably going to have some of that.
All right. There you go. There you go.
We'll be shocked if Brock Lesnar, reeling it back, if he loses, wins the Royal Rumble, and then challenges for both or just one of the titles. I don't know.
Look, 2022 is going to be, it's going to be something. It's going to be something. Yes. All right. Becky Lynch, Liv Morgan, and Bianca, they all brawl after, you know, Becky cuts her promo. Becky with a very elaborate line. Liv comes out there. They change Liv's music. It starts off the same. Now there's like more uppity. I don't like it. I don't like it.
I'll be honest, I just fast forward to the entrance.
Wow.
I know. Sorry.
You gotta get the whole enchilada. Are you an enchilada guy?
Love enchiladas for our COVID Christmas. That's what we do for it. That's what we do is enchiladas.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I have ham and things like that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We got the green sauce, got the red sauce. Oh. Actually, well, usually the green sauce is turkey enchiladas. Red sauce is beef.
Okay.
It's good stuff.
Okay. No tamales, enchiladas.
No enchiladas.
All right.
Handmade.
I'm gonna have to come over. What are your thoughts on this?
I mean, Becky's work was once again, I thought, phenomenal. Liv's was okay. I did like Bianca, you know, acknowledging Doudrop, and then now she's back in the mix. I do kind of wonder that with the two alphas of Bianca and Becky, that Liv's just going to kind of fall by the wayside, which it's probably going to happen, because I think Bianca and Becky is where the quote unquote money is and what they're going to do at WrestleMania. So yeah, poor Liv.
Yeah, I think they'll do the triple threat at Royal Rumble.
The only thing is, like, especially the women's Royal Rumble has always been very thin. Putting, you know, another person in a regular match, I don't know if they exactly
can jump in the Rumble later. It doesn't matter.
I know, but if Bianca and Liv, which I would say are two quote unquote favorites, I mean, I think you would want to, if you're going to tell that story, have them be more in the Rumble than be, you know, in a regular match. Well, if they're not going to win the championship.
Okay, then they can tell the story later on in the Rumble. Like, remember what happened earlier tonight? Like it doesn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but who's going to be like the first 20 to pad out the first 45 minutes of that match?
Well, I'm sure they're going to pluck it from NXT. They're going to have legends come back, you know, the et cetera.
Yeah, this is where the releases, I think, really hurt WWE, when you need to do the Royal Rumble and you need to fit 60 people in two matches. It's was really easy a few years ago, not so much now.
I mean, Lacey Evans will come back. Alexa Bliss will be in the Royal Rumble. Asuka will be in the Royal Rumble. So, yeah.
There you go. We got five.
Boom. And then
the two champions can't be in it.
Okay. The NXT Women's Champion could be in it. Throw Toxic Attraction in there. Raquel Gonzalez, Cora Jade. Boom.
So it's just an NXT Royal Rumble?
Oh no, of course. And then you have Dana Brooke, okay?
24/7 champion Dana Brooke.
Carmella, Zelina Vega, Nikki Ash, Rhea Ripley. Like, come on, man. Do you think Bianca wins it again? Does she go back to back? She looks
sick. No.
Why not?
I'm still going with Bayley. Bayley's just kind of just out there. Don't really know too much. She's been very quiet. Too quiet.
She has. She was in Austin, Texas recently at some rehabilitation center. So, you know, she
comeback season.
Comeback season, babe. Let's go. All right. And then Alexa Bliss's journey to Monday Night Raw. Why not just have her? Don't even mention this. Just have her old music hit and she comes out at the Rumble. Why not?
Yeah, it is kind of, I think it would have been just funny or interesting just to have them completely ignore what happened, to just Alexa Bliss is, you know, brainwashed or
forgets what happened. No. Like, she comes back as her regular self in the Rumble, and then the next night on Raw, she explains what she's been doing to get better. Like, that's all you have to do.
Or we get a three-faced Foley type thing where we get, okay, you know, Alexa perfect. Bliss enters in twice if you're, you know, a little lacking on depth. Yeah.
Okay, but which side enters first?
I think baby for, you know, regular Alexa Bliss enters first.
She's in like number three. She gets eliminated like by 10, goes to the back, comes back out at like 27.
Yep. You know, puts on the makeup, puts on the overalls, and boom, there we are.
Well, you never know. We'll see. All right. NXT New Year's Evil happened. A lot of great things. Carmelo Hayes, you know, main event Mello. Mello is money. He defeated Roderick Strong, and he is now the undisputed NXT North American Cruiserweight Champion, all the stuff. Roderick Strong to AEW now?
The only thing holding him there was that title. Can't damn in mind, but then Hideki Suzuki? He got released.
I have to say, the contract signing they had, where Roderick would be like, tell him I said this, and then Stokely Hathaway, Malcolm Bivens, would recite what Strong said with like urban isms. I think that was gold. That was gold. He said, "Nuck if you buck." What you know about that, Brandon? What you know about nucking if you bucking?
I got nothing.
You don't know? That's something we should say, you know, back when the fights was happening in the streets. What you want, bro? Huh? Nuck if you buck, huh? What you want, son? Yes, sir. Loved it. What are your thoughts on New Year's Evil as a whole?
Overall, it was a fantastic show. You know, wrestling wise, I thought there's a lot of matches. I mean, the MSK Riddle versus Imperium match was a banger. Tommaso Ciampa, Braun Breaker, I thought that match was really good as well. I mean, even the women's match, like, yeah, it was a little clunky at spots, but I think overall, all the matches delivered. It wasn't, I mean, I don't want to say takeover quality because it's just such a high bar, but it was just overall really good top to bottom show. And as much as we talked about War Games kind of being end of an era, this definitely was like, okay, especially with the Bron Breakker entrance, NXT 2.0's taking over Black and Gold. Get the hell out of here.
Absolutely. Congratulations to Bron Breakker. Congratulations. He's the new NXT champion, 24 years old. The second youngest champion in history. Bo Dallas was the first at 23. Hey, man. What job well done. Job well done. It was a great match. His father came out to celebrate with him after. That was awesome.
And next week, you get the AJ Styles-Grayson Waller match, which I think should be good as well, because I think Grayson Waller is one of the – him and Carmelo Hayes are probably the two best wrestlers of the 2.0.
Hey, Grayson Waller is a gem, dude. Like, that dude is awesome. Like, he's I see him in the Rumble too, bro. Like, I see him just, like, popping off in the Rumble. I can see it.
I mean, I didn't like how they bring him on Raw last week and just – or define him down, just be like, okay, you know, you're not a star. You're trash. We didn't even talk about AJ losing to Omos in, like, 3 minutes. What's going on here?
It's Omos.
I know,
but
what?
He's the colossal Omos.
Why is Omos a heel? Like, he wasn't really doing anything heelish until he broke up with AJ.
Well,
and I don't know.
Because everybody loves AJ Styles.
Yeah, I know. And then, you know, just have a match. Don't really build it up too much. And then now, where does Omos go from here?
It's Omos will be. He'll be in the Rumble. He will get a lot of eliminations. He's gonna break Strowman's elimination record.
He will win. He'll win the Rumble. He'll beat Roman.
Okay, in like I didn't say all that. Hook is beating Roman Reigns.
Exactly.
Yeah, I didn't say all that. Jesus Christ. New Year's Eve was great. No. He went with the Steiner recliner, bro. The Steiner recliner. Holler if you hear me.
Got Rick Steiner coming out after the match, off air.
So great. Oh, God.
It was Tommaso Ciampa saying thank you. Yellow heart, black heart emoji. Is this end of NXT, end of WWE, end of everything?
Bro, where else is he going to go? Dude.
I mean, he would be.
Just suck it. Like, just go to the main roster. Like, bro, like, what? Like, what? No. Don't try to do it. Like, bro, like, let's be real. Do you just go to, like, junior college for the rest of your life? No. You go to a university. Go to university, bro. If it doesn't work out, oh, well, you know? Just go give it a try. That's like, Brandon, I mean, you were at Chabot for a little bit of time. That's like you just staying at Chabot forever. It's like me just staying at Chabot forever. But no, you went to SF State. You went to university, okay?
And what'd you do?
Who?
What did you do? What school? What university did you go to?
Oh, I'm the industry leader.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, I left and took a bet on myself, you know. But not everybody can be me. Not everybody can be me. Okay, not everybody can be me.
No, I mean, I would love to see Tommaso Ciampa and Roman Reigns do whatever they got to do. That'd be fun.
Sure, why not? Yeah, book it for Elimination Chamber, whatever pay per views in February or March, etc. Yep. All right, I'm getting calls from what was that, Michigan? Jesus Christ.
Go blue.
Go blue. Go blue, brother. I don't know. All right,
Rick Steiner.
You never know. AEW Dynamite. Hangman Adam Page defeated Bryan Danielson in a bloody war to retain the AEW World Championship. I love the exhaust and him just falling down, you know, when the buckshot was about to happen. Yep. But all in all, Buckshot hits it, and Hangman Page is still the champion. How do you feel?
I love this match. I think it's on par, probably a little better than their 60-minute draw just because it actually gives you a finish. I think they played well off of the first match. And, you know, the judges, they had Jerry Lynn, Paul White, and Mark Henry at ringside. You know, they didn't really – obviously, they didn't factor in at all, but I think they told a good story.
They said three former world champions. What world title did Jerry Lynn win?
He didn't win ECW championship. What about let's check it out.
He wasn't a WWE champion. So
let's check out the Wikipedia. What championships did Jerry Lynn have?
I know Show and Henry. I know they were world champions.
Championships and accolations.
Let's see.
He was a Ring of Honor world champion. There you go.
I mean, it's a heavyweight title for that company. Is it a world champion? No. See, we can't just say everybody's a world champion. That defeats
the purpose. And he did win the ECW world title once.
Okay, even that. Like, no. I'm sorry. No.
Show some respect to Jerry Lynn. Jerry Lynn.
I love Jerry Lynn. You know, Kenny Omega's doing his gimmick. But I'm sorry, man. Sorry. But yeah, this is a great match.
I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. I wonder where Hangman goes from here. I want him to be more confident. I know, you know, him being the anxious millennial cowboy is his thing, but I do want, like, you know, badass beer drinking, you know, kick ass, take names, cowboy ish. And hopefully we get it here. The Bryan Danielson, as much as the matches were really good, I thought, you know, the character work of Bryan just kind of turning heel out of nowhere did kind of affect the overness of Hangman Page. So whatever his next chapter is, I know we got MJF and CM Punk kind of duking it out for the pseudo number one contender match, but I don't know, maybe Miro, maybe probably not Moxley, but Miro, you know, I think Miro would be a good choice. He's just kind of sitting out there. I don't know what the rankings are at the moment. Maybe Scorpio Sky, who knows?
Oh, do those rankings even matter?
I don't know.
That's what I'm talking about. That's another problem. It's another problem. I'm trying to tell y'all, man. Y'all just need to listen to me more, bro. That's it.
Very bloody as well, which on your first night at TBS, I don't
know. Superstation, brother.
Superstation. I don't know what that would mean, like, you know, people checking out for the first time, if that even is a thing anymore. But, you know, it's definitely a polarizing decision to go that heavy with the blood early on in your first match. Bro,
did you have problems with the TBS app? Like, it just stopped working during this match.
I just watched on my television. Shout out DirecTV.
Okay. Yeah, I had to sign into TBS. Like, I'm just like, oh my God, like, what are we doing? God, just keep it all in one. Oh my God. I'm trying to tell you, man.
When's AEW going to be on HBO Max? I can just watch other pay-per-views there. That's what I want.
I have no idea.
Make it happen.
I have no idea. We shall see. Jade Cargill is the TBS champion. She defeated Ruby Soho. Yeah.
Yeah, good for her. I think they could have gone either way with the Jade Soho.
No, finish. No, they could. No, they couldn't. See, if Soho won, you see, once again, the black talent isn't utilized properly. They're not at the top. And then with Jade winning, some people are going to be like, oh, yeah. Well, they just did that because of the Swole situation. Like, look, we got black champions. So,
yeah, it is kind of a lose-lose situation. But as I said, I think this was the plan for the beginning.
It is a slippery, slippery slope. I love Jade Cargill. She is money to me. She is absolute money. Her daughter was there. It was just, the baby girl was there. It was just so beautiful. I shed some tears.
That was one thing that I found interesting. They went out of their way to show the daughter and the brother. Obviously, you know, Jade was very happy after the match, but it kind of did give a glimpse of, like, you know, she could be a successful baby face, which I don't know if that's the direction they were going, but I don't know why you would go out of your way to point out the daughter if you're trying to keep her a heel. But she's also so much bigger than everybody that it's hard for her to, you know, it's almost kind of like Rhea Ripley or Nia Jax. Kind of hard to, you know, gain sympathy when you're kind of so much bigger than
what do you all mean? The women on the roster. Did you not feel sympathy for Nia Jax when she was feuding with Alexa Bliss? When Alexa was calling her fat?
And, well, you can't exactly call Jade Cargill fat.
Okay, but I'm talking about Nia Jax. I'm talking about Jade Cargill.
Hey, I'm not saying you can't do it. You just have to be very creative. And they have a lot of good wrestlers on the roster that, but I think they could do some good stuff, but
I love Jade, man. She's awesome, dude.
I do like how they didn't waste the loss of Jade. I think you bring in a Ember Moon, a Tony Storm, some other one of those, you know, free agents that you can bring in to, like, make a splash.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Possibility.
I like how Jade uses the bitch clamp. I know people call it the glam slam. No, Jazz was using it back in the day. That's the bitch clamp, boy. Yes, sir. Love it.
They did mess up on the finish, though. I think Jade meant to go off the top rope, but she couldn't grappler footing, so they went off the second and it didn't look as good. But, you know, it was a very ambitious move and they weren't able to pull it off.
Hey, it don't matter.
You got it done. That's all that matters.
It looked decent enough.
Jade got the gold and, you know, goes to the pay window. That's all that matters.
I know. She's the TBS champion. Yes, sir. They need to, it looks like it says the hose. They need to fix that. I know it's TBS's logo, but they need to fix that and don't make it just look like the TNT title. They could have done something different. They really could have.
Could have made it like more colorful because I know the TBS.
No, not even that. Just a completely different design.
Yeah, I mean that's another idea. Just
God, get West Coast Design to design your championships.
Guys. Make it happen.
All right, so MJF is supposed to wrestle the Captain Sean Dean. CM Punk runs out there, kicks Sean Dean, hits him with a GTS. Sean Dean wins. MJF loses, and then they have their promo. MJF says, "You took offense to that Roddy Piper comment because he was actually talented enough to main event a WrestleMania." MJF says, "Hey, maybe I'll go over there and main event a Mania too." Punk says, "You know, go main event night four of a buy one get one free extravaganza, then come back over here, and I'll be waiting to kick your ass." Look, man. We have had enough of the WWE digs. WWE lives rent-free in CM Punk's mind.
They do. I enjoy it. I think it's fun. I mean, people want a war, but then when they, you know, do jabs and they do barbs and it's just them pandering and then them just, you know, going at the low-hanging fruit.
Okay, look, when MJF said talent's enough to main event WrestleMania, I popped for that. I'm not going to lie. But look, man, we know what happened. It's unfortunate that happened. Yes. You got to kind of move on, bro. Got to kind of move on.
But he wasn't exactly talking about himself. He was more talking about MJF being released because that's what the company does.
That doesn't matter, bro. Get away from the WWE digs. Get away. You're one of the best on the mic. You don't have to take shots at that company, bro.
That's what CM Punk does. He says things that people aren't supposed to say.
Okay, it's not that you aren't supposed to say them. You can say them. It's just, it's obvious. Like, you know, do something different.
But then, you know, if Carmelo Hayes were to come out and say something about Roderick Strong, then everyone would just be, oh my God, that was so cool. That was amazing.
Okay, but Roderick Strong's still with the company. Let's wait till he leaves the company.
Oh, okay. So there's parameters. It's different.
Yes.
Got it.
Like I said, WWE lives rent-free in his mind. Just like I live rent-free in a lot of other people's minds. Yep. Yes, sir. All right. Serena Deeb segment, her interview with JR. I love Serena Deeb. She's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, she's continuing to be a really good talker. Her and Hikaru Shida should have a really good match next week. I'm excited. It should be the blow-off and yeah, I mean, it was kind of just kind of thrown in there, but I mean, what can you do?
Hey, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? All right, Jurassic Express win the AEW Tag Team Championships. Ray Phoenix breaks his arm.
Dislocates his arm.
Nah, bro, that was a break. Nah, bro. Breaks his arm. That did not look pretty. Oh, God, Jesus Christ. Off of, it's all Alex Albrehensis' fault, if I'm being honest.
He's the one that brought the table in.
I know him. He should just stick to his HP commercials.
Exactly.
He's actually the latest guest on the AW Unrestricted podcast. Have you ever listened to that podcast?
No.
They've had some good ones over the past couple years. Not gonna lie. So you know, choke slam by Luchasaurus to Ray Phoenix, and then Jungle Boy with the roll up on Pentagon. Pentagon will be at Stockton Con next week.
Shout out.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoyed the match. Thought it was fantastic. The only thing is the Phoenix injury really did put a hamper on the whole thing. Because it was like once that happened, you just go, your mind goes off and you just think about Ray Phoenix. And that was the only thing that sucked. But I'm happy for Jurassic Express. I thought maybe Christian would get involved and we would kind of further that, possibly heel turn. But no, just straight up babyface win. And then for some reason, the entire tag team division comes out and the entire heel tag team division comes out and, you know, looks at him.
The Acclaimed or babyfaces? What are you talking about?
Sorry, and the Acclaimed.
The Acclaimed.
Which, by the way, their promos have been a lot better. Anthony Bowens, he's been doing good stuff.
Anthony Bowens is great. The Acclaimed is great. I love the Acclaimed. I love the Acclaim. They will be tag team of the year on the Casties this year. Mark my words. Mark my words. They will be tag team of the year. The Acclaim. Top of. I love the Acclaim. Boy, love it, love it, love it. All right, all right. With all that being said, we're going to wrap it up here. Superstar Spotlight. I'm giving it to Bobby Lashley. Dominating. He's going to the Rumble. He's going to do battle with the Beast. The Almighty might just beat the Beast Incarnate for the World Heavyweight Championship. Yeah.
I'll go with Hangman Page. Fantastic match. I think he's shown that he is a fantastic wrestler. Hopefully the next chapter, second chapter of his world title run is very good.
So who's going to wrestle him at the live special on Saturday?
Nobody. It's going to be your boy Cody and Sammy taking on
each other.
Taking on each other. And then we got Britt Baker and Riho.
That's it?
It's only an hour.
Oh.
Wow. They
could do three matches.
Yeah, but if both matches go 20 minutes, you only get 40 something minutes with commercials.
Do a commercial free. Commercial free could be an hour. It's fine.
I don't know.
We'll see. We shall see. All right. Promo pick and match pick of the week. You guys pick whatever you guys are feeling like. That's the kind of generous guy I am in 2022. Yep. Whatever you guys want. Follow us on Twitter at BullockCast, Instagram, the BullockCast YouTube channel, the BullockCast emails, BullockCast, the number 2 sweet @gmail.com. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Spotify, Patreon. We're all over the damn place. You guys already know where to find us. Stay clean, stay strong, stay safe. All the great stuff. I'm the best. I'm the industry leader. We out this day. Man. What's going on?
This has been the BullockCast. Thank you for listening.